House Bill 217 would make November 14th Walter Sobolev Day in Alaska. That was the day the Tlingit cultural and spiritual leader was born in 1908 in the now abandoned village of Killisnoo near Angoon. Sobolev spent most of his life in Juneau, where he established a ministry that welcomed people of all races at a time when the town was segregated. He died in 2011 at the age of 102. Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz's family belonged to Sobolev's church.
His words, his deeds, his presence were imbued with a strong sense of grace. He often spoke of unity and respect and tolerance.
Munoz was one of several House members to share personal stories about Sobolev, who often served as legislative chaplain. As the youngest member of the legislature, Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins never got to meet Sobolev. Christ Tompkins says he learned about him by watching videos on the internet.
I think it's fitting, just as this bill will continue to honor his legacy in years to come. His wisdom has been preserved courtesy of the wonders of technology.
With Sobolev's four children watching from the gallery, the House passed the bill 35-0. It now heads to the Senate. The Native Languages Bill got hung up in the House State Affairs Committee amid concerns from some Republican members about how it would be interpreted by future legislatures or the courts. Supporters say House Bill 216 would recognize the efforts of people working to preserve Alaska Native languages, many of which have lost or are losing their last fluent speakers. But Representative Doug Isaacson from North Pole said he wanted to make sure the bill's intent was clear before he could support it.
So that we don't have compounding results from a law where a future legislature might be encumbered with having to provide everything in 20 different languages, for example.
Wasilla Representative Wes Keller wondered if there was a better way to support those working to save native tongues.
Like we could have a day, that honors the native languages in the state of Alaska. And I think that, I'll be a co-sponsor.
Both Isaacson and Representative Lynn Gaddis, another Wasilla Republican, said their ancestors had adopted English as their chosen language after coming to the U.S. from Europe. That elicited a strong response from Barrow Democrat Benjamin Nagiak, a fluent speaker of Inupiaq and a co-sponsor of HB 216.
The native people here were not from another country. We were here before.
Representative Charisse Millett, an Anchorage Republican, also offered a passionate defense of the bill. Millett, who says she's a quarter Inupiaq, said she didn't remember as much pushback and questioning when the legislature voted to make the Alaskan Malamute the official state dog. Committee Chair Bob Lynn, an Anchorage Republican, held the bill until next week. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.